Boker Tov. Revi of this week's parsha is a machloket where Revi starts. Okay, it depends which chumash you open. There's two different points where they start Revi. Some chumashim, like this chumash over here, starts Revi one pasuk before Perek Mem Vav, Vayomer Yisrael Rav Od Yosef Bni Chai. And some have Chamishi et Vayomer Yisrael Rav Yosef Od Bni Chai, and they start Revi a few psukim earlier at pasuk Yud Tet of Perek Mem Hei. So when you come to talk about the Aliyah of the day, which one are you doing? Okay. Now I know this. I know that there's two different aliyahs because this is my bar mitzvah parsha. And the first time, you know, you learn it and you lay it and you think that there's own, like most parshas we have, that everyone pretty much somehow has the same thing printed in their chumashim. But when I leaned it, there's someone who yells like, you know, like they do the grunting of, hey, you ran through a red light, you know, like you just ran through an end of an aliyah and you just kept on going, or you stopped early, or they all start like gagging, like, what is he doing stopping early? Is it because it's a bar mitzvah? You know, like what's going on? So then you suddenly learn that, hey, there are different things in the chumashim. So what I'm going to talk about today is something that actually spans both versions of the aliyah, because it is basically the same content. And that is the name of Yaakov. Okay, Yaakov has two names. The name he was given at birth, which is Yaakov. And the name he earned, which was Yisrael. Now, Avram Avinu, when he got his name switched from Avram to Avraham, there was no going back. Okay, there's even a saying that Yakola Korele Avraham Avram over Baaseh, meaning because you're not allowed to call Avraham Avinu Avram anymore. He switched and there's no going back. But when Yaakov Avinu switches his name from Yaakov to Israel, he almost immediately goes back. And then, if you follow through the Torah, sometimes he's called one and sometimes he's called the other. And this Revi / Chamishi, right, this area is exactly. You see that this name switch happened midway. When they come and tell Yaakov, it says, Ve'yavo, ve'yalu Mitzrayim, ve'yavo Eretz Kanan el Yaakov avihen. They come to tell Yaakov that Yosef is still alive, and he's called Yaakov. Ve'yudu lemor od Yosef chai, v'chiyu moshel, b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, ve'yafag libo kilo emin lehem, he doesn't believe them. And then, it says, they show him the agalot that Yosef sends, and says, Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem, and immediately the next pasuk, Vayomer Yisrael Rav od Yosef bni Chai. Which means, you know, they tell Yaakov, Yaakov doesn't believe, Yaakov this, Yaakov light, Yaakov's spirit comes to life, and then Yisrael says, yeah, if my son Yosef's alive, I'll go see him. And it says, Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher lo. And they come to Be'er Sheva, he does Zvachim. And then, the weirdest one, Vayomer Elohim the Israel Bemarot HaLaila, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. Meaning he turns to Israel and says to him, Yaakov, Yaakov. And the question is, why twice? And why the name switch? And you see that from that point on, Yisrael switches to Yaakov. There's Bnei Yisrael, but Yaakov Avinu switches to the name Yaakov for pretty much quite a while. What's the pshat? Where is this name switch coming in? So let's go a little bit into the essence of it. Yaakov, why did he earn the name? Because he was holding Esav's heel. Now, what it basically means, it gets a later drasha by Esav himself, a Yaakveni Zepa'amayim. Right, it's basically him never giving up. Okay? Esav was going to be born first. He doesn't have a chance getting born before Esav, but he's not going to give up. He just holds on. Okay? To show that even though he lost, he's not giving up on it. And sure enough, in his life, he keeps on doing that. Now, the Shem Yisrael is drashed by the angel himself, Kisarita im Elohim v'im Anashim v'tochal, which means you've struggled with angels and with men, and you succeeded. Okay, so to a certain degree, Yaakov is the element of never giving up, and Yisrael is always putting up a fight. So in a certain degree, they're similar. But the difference is, Yisrael seems to be when he has success. Okay, when he wins, he's called Yisrael. When he defeats Esav's Malach, he's called Yisrael. And anytime he reaches a point of victory in his life, he is called Yisrael. When he's going down into the darker times in his life, it's when he switches back to the name Yaakov. I mean, he never gives up the fight, but he's not expecting to win. He's just expecting to continue and continue struggling. And when Yaakov Avinu was going down to, here's Yosef's alive, then the Yaakov, who was sad all these years, turns to Yisrael, to victorious. And as he reaches Be'er Sheva, he gets a nevuah from Hashem who says to him, Yaakov, Yaakov. Okay? You know, you were feeling victorious. You know, all your life is coming together. All the pieces are finally falling into their place. Your beloved son is actually alive. Yaakov, Yaakov. Trouble is starting. And Am Yisrael, the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, have those two aspects. Okay? Our sovereign state, both in the past and in the present, we call it the state of Yisrael, because it expresses our winning, okay, our actually succeeding. But for most of our history, we were in a state of Yaakov, in a state of Galut. And we have to know that as Jews, we always have those two elements. We have the part where we win, the part of Yisrael, that where we succeed, and the part of Yaakov. And we have to know that that's part of our existence. They both come together. They're the same person. Okay? And we always have to know that we're always putting up the fight, whether we're winning and whether we're not, whether we have a chance to win like a Yisrael and whether we don't have a chance of winning like a Yaakov. We're always putting up the fight and we're always there. Boker Tov.